friends, we can all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
This is VOA's Sonny Young in Washington. Welcome to the Sunny Side of Sports. The Nigeria Football Federation has announced the suspension of all football activities in the country for 4 weeks due to the coronavirus pandemic. Federation President Amaju Pinnick says the suspension affects all on-field activities, the various national teams, the Nigeria Professional Football League, the other leagues in the country, youth football programs, and even street football. Pinnick says the situation will be reviewed in 4 weeks. For reaction, Iron Mike Mbonye contacted the former sports editor of the Lagos-based Vanguard newspaper, Anochi Anibueze.
I think that the Federation has done the right thing by suspending the league. It's part of the global reaction to the Beijing coronavirus. That is spreading all over the world. Nigeria inclusive. Yes, you may say that with only 8 cases, it's not alarming in Nigeria, but the speed with which this virus is spreading is worrisome. It's unbelievable. In other parts of the world, in the UK, in Spain, in Europe, even in America, sports activities have been suspended. So I think Nigeria has just killed. I was in UK 3 weeks ago. They had maybe 300 cases, but now they have more than 2,600 cases. If it were known that I returned to Nigeria, I would have probably been quarantined. In Nigeria here, we had 2 cases before now, but on Wednesday, we had 5 additional cases, and even with 1 death. So it's worrisome, and the Federation has done the right thing. They say prevention is better than cure, and I want to align with what the league board and the Football Federation have done to put the league on hold. It's just to help in curtailing the spread of this virus, and I think they're on the right track.
Do you think 4 weeks is enough to monitor the COVID-19 pandemic?
Is 4 weeks enough? I don't think so for now. It depends on the situation in the country. After 4 weeks, if the spread of the virus continues, they should extend the suspension of the league. Otherwise, they can resume. But it also depends on government policies. Lagos State, for example, has just banned any gathering of more than 50 people. I'm sure that other states will like to emulate them. If after this period of suspension, the Lagos State is still holds on to the ban of not more than 50 people, the league can go on. But if they insist, they have to obey the instructions. Otherwise, they can play in closed stadiums with yet fans. That's not good for football. I don't think it's good for even any other sport. I really don't know if these are the end of times. Mike, all over the world, this coronavirus has destroyed programs, shut down some countries, and businesses are affected. We can continue to pray that there will be an end to this.
What should the Nigeria Football Federation do to ensure safety of players and officials when the league resumes?
Well, to ensure safety of players, I think the Federation has to also launch campaign on hygiene and also use sanitizer at playgrounds, stadiums and other places, and especially testing the players and officials to know how fit they are, whether they are healthy or not. The health officials should be around stadiums and to do these tests. I think such measures, the battle will be won someday.
That's Anochi Anibueze, the former sports editor of Vanguard newspaper, and he spoke with Iron Mike Mbonye on the telephone from Lagos, Nigeria.
My name is Amaju Marvin Pinnick, president of Nigerian Football Federation, first vice president of CAF, and a member of the organizing committee for FIFA competitions. I want to say a big shout out to the Sunny Side of Sports. Thank you very much.
Voice of America.
I'm Sonny Young in Washington, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. On Wednesday's show, I mentioned how Tom Brady left the New England Patriots after two decades of brilliant quarterback play. The 42-year-old Brady was a free agent, and he didn't waste any time signing with the Florida-based Tampa Bay Buccaneers team. The AP's Tom Akins reports from Tampa, Florida.
After 20 years and six Super Bowl championships with the New England Patriots, free agent quarterback Tom Brady has signed a multi-year contract with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The deal is reported to be worth $30 million annually. Brady will unite with head coach Bruce Arians, who is well-respected for his work with top-level signal callers. The presence of Pro Bowl receivers Mike Evans and Chris Godwin, plus an ever-improving defense, were likely attractions for Brady, whose presence on the roster propels the Buccaneers into playoff contention for the upcoming season. Tom Akins, Tampa.
Thanks, Tom. Let's take a break now for these Voice of America programming announcements.
Hello, I'm Carol Castiel, host of Press Conference USA, VOA's newsmaker interview program. Join us each Saturday and Sunday when we talk with authors, analysts, and policymakers who provide fresh insight on topics ranging from U.S. politics and foreign policy to science, culture, and global health. You can listen to Press Conference USA on the radio or online at voanews.com/PCUSA. While you're visiting our website, be sure to subscribe to our podcast. We'd also love to hear from you. Just send an email to pcusa@voanews.com or connect with us on Facebook at facebook.com/CarolCastielVOA or on Twitter at CarolCastielVOA. That's Press Conference USA every Saturday and Sunday on The Voice of America.
This is Jonathan McKinstry, the head coach of the Uganda men's national team. You're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America.
Want to relax, unwind, or charge up? Then listen to Music Time in Africa this weekend. It'll do all that for you and more. I'm Heather Maxwell. I know good music, and Africa is my passion. Join me every Saturday and Sunday for 1 hour of commercial-free Pan-African music of the highest caliber. You get great music, music news, and amazing artist interviews from rising stars to superstars. This listen will take you places. So do it. Join me for Music Time in Africa, your weekend destination.
Thanks, Heather. We look forward to your next Music Time in Africa show. Music Time in Africa is the Voice of America's longest-running English language program. It was founded in 1965 by the late great music man, Leo Sarkisian. Leo's spirit lives on here at our VOA headquarters, Studio 22, close by our main newsroom, is dedicated to Leo. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. I encourage our VOA listeners to check out Jim Stevenson's weekly Game Room podcast via voanews.com. Jim began his latest Game Room with the Boston Marathon being rescheduled to mid-September because of the global coronavirus pandemic.
Patriots Day, that's coming up soon. Well, that means the Boston Marathon.
Marathon Monday brings some of the greatest athletes here to compete in one of the world's greatest races. Thousands of our friends and family do what they never thought they could do by crossing that finish line.
Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker knows it takes a lot for runners to complete a 42-kilometer marathon, but Boston Mayor Marty Walsh says runners looking to cross the line will have to go even farther, adding months to their journey.
The 2020 Boston Marathon will be postponed until Sunday,
Monday, September 14th of this year.
The Boston Marathon has never been canceled outright since its first running in 1897. There is an asterisk by 1918 when organizers switched to a relay race format with the end of World War I and another global pandemic, that one involving influenza. Boston Mayor Marty Walsh and race organizers are hoping 5 months will be enough to salvage the event.
Our expectation, and it's an expectation and a hope right now, is that this date will get us to a safer place in relation to the spread of the coronavirus.
Could the Boston Marathon have been run on an empty course like the recent Tokyo Marathon?
That's impossible. The Boston Marathon is for everyone, and I don't think that was, first of all, never discussed. There was different discussions around, do we have just elite runners? Do we have limit the number of runners? All of that stuff. And again, that's not the Boston Marathon. We're an inclusive marathon that obviously with all the cities and towns here, the state, the city, we're all together. We want to make sure it remains inclusive. So wasn't even a discussion.
The 124-year-old race is a bucket list quest for runners worldwide. About a third of this year's field were from outside of the United States. They now face severe travel restrictions. Not even the Great Depression of the 1930s, ferocious storms, or the deadly 2013 bombing have stopped the Boston Marathon. And Mayor Marty Walsh says runners and fans will also get past coronavirus.
We've shown before that no matter what the challenge is to our marathon and to our city, we are Boston strong. And that's what we will be again this year.
Olympic boxing hopefuls were in the ring in London for the European Olympic qualifiers being held behind closed doors. The International Olympic Boxing Committee Task Force suspended the bouts late Monday following the conclusion of the third day of competition. The world qualifier scheduled for Paris was also suspended. The qualifier for the Americas was suspended last week. Still, 16 boxers in the men's flyweight and men's featherweight divisions secured their Olympic spots. Norwegian middleweight Gediminas Mindaugas was happy to have the chance.
I'm really surprised because England is organizing everything. England is open, but we in Norway are closed. Everything is closed. People cannot come out from their houses. So I'm really surprised that everything is going on.
He also tries to avoid getting hit by coronavirus outside of the ring.
I'm just trying to be careful with myself and my team. We're just not going to the big shopping malls and not meeting with people in big stages. So we're just doing everything we can to keep our boxing on a high level.
As for the Tokyo Olympics possibly being cancelled.
Yeah, it will be a disappointment. But I think in the end of the virus, it will stop, it will finish, and we will continue to work. So it's only a matter of time when we get into Tokyo.
Danish middleweight Sebastian Tertarian feels the threat of missing the Olympics.
I mean, you know, we work really hard. I'm just turning seniors, you know. It isn't because I work like 5 years of my life for this or 4 years, but, you know, it's a dream, so I don't want it to be shattered.
British flyweight Charlie Davison is staying safe.
Just wash your hands more often, use a hand sanitizer. That's it, really, not shaking hands with people, just fist pumping. Just be sensible.
Davison says most boxers seem to have put coronavirus travel anxieties to the side for now.
Hey, you know, I've not heard anything, nothing, no panic, nothing. I think everyone's just taking it as it comes. They'll come to that once it happens. Boxing is the most important at the moment, so like I say, once it's finished, then they can worry about what's going to happen next.
Stand up!
Sports fans have a lot to hear each day on VOA. Listen to the Sunny Side of Sports for the latest from Africa, the United States, and around the world.
Friends, we can all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro.
Find the Sunny Side of Sports on the radio, online, and as a podcast.
This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
I get it.
Thousands of athletes are still hoping to qualify for the Tokyo Olympics despite the coronavirus outbreak.
They can rest assured that we are doing everything we can to ensure a fair qualification under these challenging circumstances.
IOC President Thomas Bach says flexibility and cooperation is needed.
We are working closely with the international federations, with the National Olympic Committees, with the athletes, to adapt wherever necessary the qualification system, either to extend the qualification time or to find other tools to make the athletes qualified.
Although no spectators have been allowed to witness the Olympic torch handover ceremony in Athens, Greece, Bach says the event remains a link between the ancient past and present.
It is reminding us of our roots more than 3,000 years ago, but it's also at the same time a strong signal of our commitment and the commitment of our Japanese friends to make these Olympic Games Tokyo 2020 a great success in the summer of this year.
The expectation is the Games will be held in July as planned, and the IOC chief wants all athletes to remain committed to the Tokyo Olympics.
I'm really encouraging the athletes to go ahead with their preparations, with their qualifications, with full steam, and then we will all welcome them to Tokyo, to great Olympic Games.
Rally racing remained in gear and on the move to outrun coronavirus in Mexico. French driver Sebastian Ogier steered to victory during Saturday's stages at a shortened Rally Guanajuato. Rally organizers, with the support of the sports governing body and event promoter, announced their decision to shorten the event schedule in the face of fast-changing travel restrictions connected with the global COVID-19 virus outbreak. That put the brakes on the event late Saturday instead of a scheduled Sunday finish. Football Federation Australia CEO James Johnson announced football in Australia will continue with the domestic A-League season and the Women's W-League final to be played as scheduled, but behind closed doors as a precaution against the coronavirus.
Our advice and our position is that football may continue to be played across Australia at the moment, but it must adhere not only to the government directions, but we will go further and introduce some stricter guidelines, which would come into effect today, 16 March.
Greg O'Rourke, Football Federation Australia head of leagues, says officials are working out playing logistics.
It is our intent to compress the rest of that season, and we have spoken to the clubs, and we're now speaking to the venues to see whether or not it's possible for us to complete those six rounds 3 to 4 weeks.
Two A-League clubs are now on a 14-day quarantine, and their matches are receiving special attention.
The matches involving Melbourne Victory and Wellington Phoenix will not proceed in rounds 24 and 25. These matches will be rescheduled, and Wellington Phoenix will play the remaining fixtures in Australia.
Australia and New Zealand have put in place a strict 14-day quarantine requirement for anyone entering the countries as a coronavirus countermeasure. Football Federation Australia CEO James Johnson says safety is the top concern.
Our priority right now is to ensure that our people are safe, and that's when where we're spending, whether it's the leagues, it's the FFA as a whole, the member federation, the PFA, together as a football family, that's where we're spending our time. The health and safety of our community, that's our priority.
Former Nigeria striker and FIFA legend Yakuba Aigbeni was in Tonga to help open a new FIFA technical center on the island group of Avau.
The boys and girls here, you can see, they're happy. Look, they want to play. For me to be here today is an honor to be here to see these kids enjoying different parts of the life. You know, before I think they just stay indoor, but now with this facility, they want to come over to train.
The Pacific Archipelago is famously known for rugby, but on Vavao, football comes first as the Tonga Football Association hopes to develop the sport there. FIFA Oceania Regional Development Manager Rowan Hershko says the new $750,000 facility is for the entire community of about 15,000 people.
It's supposed to be access for everyone, from disabled, for people who just want to use the facilities, parents, it's a family oriented. So we're thinking as well about the other aspects, because we realize many over here, in most of the cases, it's the biggest informal education center after the school, church, and this is the impact that we are creating with them, how to attract more and more to come and play.
The new facilities feature a natural grass pitch, administration offices, and changing rooms for local schools and clubs to use. The president of Tonga FA, Lord Vihala, says FIFA is helping to grow Tonga in several ways.
FIFA is always support of what we're doing from the past to the present, and it's continued to support us. And we have to manage what we have and the resources in order to produce the outcome better for Tonga and better for the economy of the country.
That's Lord Vihala, the president of Tonga's Football Association. And thanks to my VOA colleague, Jim Stevenson, for that spicy game room package. You can check out Jim's weekly game room podcast via voanews.com. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. I encourage our VOA listeners to check out the Sunny Side of Sports Facebook page. The address is facebook.com/VOA Sunny. Once again, that address, facebook.com/VOA Sunny. You'll see photos and videos, and you can post your comments. So check out the Sunny Side of Sports Facebook page.
Voice of America!
And if our Voice of America listeners check out my Facebook page on this Thursday, they'll see a Throwback Thursday photo from 2010 of yours truly and five of my VOA colleagues. We graced the cover of the 2010 Voice of America calendar. And in case you're wondering, I'm the guy holding the soccer ball. More soccer news. The Spanish team Alaves says 15 people with its club have become infected with the coronavirus, three players, seven members of its coaching staff, and five other employees. The club already had reported that two members of its staff were infected. Alaves is currently in 14th place in Spain's 20-team La Liga, which last week suspended its season because of the coronavirus outbreak. The decision came after Real Madrid players were placed in isolation and all activity at their training complex was canceled after one of the club's basketball players tested positive. Turning to tennis, the ATP and WTA professional tours suspended all competition through at least June 7th and froze their rankings until further notice. In a rare joint statement by the men's and women's tours, they announced that the entire clay court circuit will not be held as scheduled. The premier clay court tournament, the French Open, has already been postponed from May to September. The ATP Tour announced last week it was suspending play through the week of April 20th, and the WTA Tour said it was suspending play through May 2nd. In auto racing, the 24 Hours of Le Mans endurance race was postponed for 3 months and will now run September 19th and September 20th. The famous race was initially set for June 13th and June 14th. And that wraps up the March 19th edition of the Sunny Side of Sports.
The Voice of America, VOA.
I'm VOA Sonny Young in Washington, and that's the Sunny Side of Sports.
V. VOA Africa has built a successful, effective social media strategy through Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and other digital platforms. We are responding to our audience on the African continent and in the global diaspora. We believe in the power of connection and interaction to bring you news that is comprehensive, accurate, and objective. We see the changes in technology as an opportunity to engage with our audiences about the issues that affect them. At VOA Africa, we don't just report the news, we help shape the conversation on the continent. VOA, your trusted source for news and information.
Hello, I'm Carol Castiel, host of Press Conference USA, VOA's newsmaker interview program. Join us each Saturday and Sunday when we talk with authors, analysts, and policymakers who provide fresh insight on topics ranging from U.S. politics and foreign policy to science, culture, and global health. You can listen to Press Conference USA on the radio or online at voanews.com/PCUSA. While you're visiting our website, be sure to subscribe to our podcast. We'd also love to hear from you. Just send an email to pcusa@voanews.com or connect with us on Facebook at facebook.com/CarolCastielVOA or on Twitter at CarolCastielVOA. That's Press Conference USA every Saturday and Sunday on The Voice of America.
Join your host, Larry London, for Border Crossings, VOA's Worldwide Music Request Hour, every weekday at 1500 Universal. Tune in to hear your favorite songs and artists, win prizes and giveaways, and get the latest scoop from exclusive celebrity interviews. Send in requests to our Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, or call 202-618-2077 to have your favorite music played for the entire world. Don't miss Border Crossings every weekday at 1500 Universal.
VOA's Our Voices television program is about more than just sitting and talking about women's issues. It's about listening to them and bringing their opinions to the table and making sure that their voices are heard. Because our lived experiences, our stories, and our voices will help shape the next generation.
Check your local TV listings and join the conversation each week with Our Voices on VOA.
This is Science in a Minute.
A group of Belgian scientists studying an ancient mollusk was able to determine that some 70 million years ago, Earth made 372 rotations each year compared to the current 365 or 366 days in a leap year. That means a day was a half hour shorter than today. The researchers found that the ancient shell provided extraordinary details of its life and the water conditions it grew in, down to a fraction of a day. To make their findings, the researchers used lasers to examine and count the growth rings within very tiny slices of the mollusk shell. Scientists have found that Earth's rotation has been gradually slowing because of the gravitational effects of the moon. NASA scientists have determined that the day gets about 1.4 milliseconds longer around every 100 years. I'm VOA's Rick Pantaleo.